Geek Radio Daily for this Friday, May the 22nd, 2009. Your Uncle Vicar is at the helm, what with Billy Flynn up at Balticon this weekend, so it's all about me. It's all about you. That sounds romantic, but it's not intentional. Seriously, it's not. Just sometimes these things happen. You know what I mean? The Wars of the Roses. You guys know that I'm a big Wars of the Roses fan, big medieval history guy. This day in 1455, sort of the first battle of the Wars of the Roses, first St. Albans fought on this day. This day in 1826, the HMS Beagle departs on its first voyage, carrying Chuck Darwin. I knew him as Chuck, you know, close friends. This day in 1980, Namco released the highly influential Pac-Man game. 1990, Windows 3.0 was released. Woohoo! And then a couple of birthdays. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle was born on this day, 1859. Laurence Olivier in 1907. TV Tonight, kids, I always recommend on Friday that you go actually, I don't know, do something with people. But if you insist on staring at the tube, here you go. Couple things going on. Major networks are all in reruns. So you got some movies. Bravo's got Doc Hollywood, although I always say the best scene in the movie you're not going to see on television. So, you know, we still have that whole topless issue here in the U.S. Coyote Ugly on Encore, better than it has a right to be. 1968's Planet of the Apes on FMC, Fox Movie Channel, always worth a watch. God knows, watch it before you watch the Tim Burton. Anyway, it's a good movie. Remember when I first saw that? Creeped me the hell out. I wasn't born in 68, but I was little when I first saw it, and not a good call. Parents shouldn't have shown me that. Nightmares for, like, ever. All right, on FX, you got the So-So Triple X. It's not a bad movie. And the not very good Triple X State of the Union. So you can judge him. Watch him back to back. Unforgiven is on the History Channel. I didn't know that that Will Money actually existed, but apparently he did. Because it's on History. Cartoon Network's got a brand new episode of Brave and Bold. TMC is showing MI2. I like Mission Impossible 2. Billy Flynn really doesn't care for it, but I like it. It's probably my favorite of the three. Oh, and Outbreak is on AMC, too. So there you go. I got some good movies on. I guess if you're going to watch TV on a Friday, if you watch a movie, it's almost acceptable. But at least make some popcorn. Make a special event out of it. You know what I'm saying? Friday means you do have movies on the screen, however. So if you want to leave the house, Terminator Salvation is out. PG-13 rating. I don't even need to describe it. You guys know what it's about. It's about Terminators. You get the idea. Christian Bale. Sam Worthington, Common is in this, the rapper, Bryce Dallas Howard. Dance Flick is out. Now, you know that that's going to suck, but from Flashdance to High School Musical, no dance movie is safe from this parody starring assorted Wayans family members. Did I tell you that's also PG-13? I think I did. And then the sequel that I just don't remember anybody clamoring for, but they must have, because there it is, Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian, rated PG. What happens this time? It's been years since security guard Larry Dallin, I didn't see the first one, had his romp at the Museum of Natural History when his old pals Jedediah Smith and Octavius get shipped to the Smithsonian by mistake. Larry has to drop everything to rescue them. So hilarity once again ensues at the museum, y'all. Dance Flick, Terminator, and Night at the Museum. Just go see Trek again. Taking a look at our geek news before we scoot off for the long holiday weekend. From Slice of Sci-Fi, while Fanboys wasn't exactly a commercial hit, they are already talking about Fanboys 2. Yeah, I don't know, man. This time around, they sneak onto the set of Episode 2, Attack of the Clones, while it's filming in Australia. I guess so. In all fairness, I haven't seen the first one yet, so maybe it's spectacular. But after all the trouble we heard about with this thing just trying to get released, I don't know. I don't get it. From Latino Review, as of April, Sam Raimi wasn't sure whether Kirsten Dunst would be back for Spidey 4, but apparently she is. So there you go. I know a lot of people not happy, because a lot of folks consider her the weak link in that sort of trio with Raimi and Dunst and what's-his-ass there, Spidey. But, you know, apparently they offered her a big enough paycheck, so we knew that would happen. Also from Slice of Sci-Fi, with no new Doctor Who on the horizon and David Tennant era coming to a close in 09, rumors swirling who may be guest starring in the upcoming specials. Latest rumor is that Timothy Dalton may join the cast for a two-part episode. Other casting rumors include actress Claire Bloom as the Doctor's mother. Also confirmed sightings on set of John Barrowman as Captain Jack Harness and John Sim. Of course, these are only rumors, but, you know, interesting stuff. Finally, from VGCharts.com. That's right, VGCharts.com. Although the recipient of presidential iPods and box set DVDs, the world's most famous monarch can now claim her stake on yet another popular digital pastime, video games. Queen Elizabeth II has been presented with a gold-plated Nintendo Wii. That's right, hoping to lure Her Majesty and her own extended family into a few endless nights of waggle-induced fun. I don't see this happening. I don't think she waggles. Just saying. The Queen can now claim to be the second most popular world figure to house Nintendo's ubiquitous console after President Obama snatched one up for the White House. No word yet on whether the Queen and First Lady Michelle Obama will continue their burgeoning friendship via a few fast-paced games of Mario Kart Online, but we will see. Have a good long weekend, kiddies. We'll be back on Tuesday. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works, 3.0 U.S. license. Subscribe through iTunes. Please drop us a review while you're there and join the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Don't miss GRD's Weekly, and check out the store at cafepress.com/Geek Radio Daily. And do email us, please, at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Flinstress, the Bruce, any of those at geekradiodaily.com.